blood.
That one you little respect for your master.
I never called him master.
You first met him when?
The year passed in July, month after we arrived in London. London ways with riches and a title, that's what I wanted to him. He was all honey then.
But the marriage was not so sweet.
The marriage was hell.
I see. Thank you. That will be all. You may go.
Look at him. Still looks the devil he was. Fists still clenched like they often were. Have you any idea what he was capable of?
He mistreated you?
He threw a decanter at me, but it's how he treated her that was hellish.
I think we know all we need to.
Those marks on her arm, you noticed, Doctor. Mm. He did that with a hatpin.
Dear God in heaven.
And her dog. She loved that dog. Had no time for it myself. But to drench it in petroleum and set it alight. Before Miss Mary's very eyes.
The carriage will be round shortly.
Good.
Mr. Holmes seems in no hurry. He's down by the pond, staring at a swan.
He'll be combining facts and details with the utmost finesse and delicacy.
But why does he bother? These are commonplace rogues we're after, and we'll have them. We've alerted every seaport already, and a reward will be offered before evening. That Mr. Holmes should still show interest. It's like a learned specialist troubling himself with a case of measles.
Holmes won't rest until the truth's as clear in his own mind as a mathematical equation.
His is an extraordinary talent.
Oh, indeed. He can take violence, misery, terror, and disgrace, and make of them an instructive, even classical demonstration.
Please wing.
Two more stations and we're home.
Please wing and a few plates of silver. Please.
What are you muttering about?
It's wrong. It's all wrong. How can we leave a case in that condition?
Lady Brackenstall's story was complete. The detail exact. And dreadful.
Hmm? Because she has the looks and intelligence to be a heroine in one of your more riveting tales?
Oh, and why strike her?
To keep her from screaming.
Oh, I would imagine that a sure way to make a woman scream. And why such limited plunder? And would such men leave a bottle half empty in a bee's wing?
Since we reach London, I'm going to the club.
You may do as you please.
Your bee's wing! Of course! Come on, Watson.
What?
Out we go.
But the train's moving.
Go on, leap out like a hero in a story.
This is insane.
Why not, Watson?
What about the picture?
The picture, three wine
from
glasses.
From which we're told three men drank.
Yes, there have been wine in all three.
But bee's wing, a sediment in only one. Why?
It was the last glass filled.
No. The bottle was full of it. It's inconceivable that the first two glasses were clear while the third was heavily charged. There is an alternative explanation, as it seems I must be forever reminding Hopkins.
And it is?
That only two glasses were used and the dregs of both poured into a third.
But that would mean...
Yes. The lady is lying.
Oh, no. That I cannot believe.
You must keep in mind that this is not a romantic novel, Watson. If it were, the train to take us back to Abbey Grange would be pulling in now, right on cue. But in reality, by my reckoning, we have fully 23 minutes to wait.
2 hours later, we were back in Abbey Grange. Inspector Hopkins had gone off to report to headquarters. The body of Sir Eustace had been removed. Lady Brackenstall and her maid were closeted away together upstairs. I was sitting in a corner of the dining room, like a student compelled to observe a demonstration of his professor, and Holmes was standing on the mantelpiece.
Holmes, what on earth are you doing up there?
I'm endeavoring to reach the remaining inches of bell rope on the ceiling.
What for?
But I cannot. Not even with my knee on this.
That bracket won't hold you.
Yes, it will. It's done so before.
You've been up there before?
No, Watson. I haven't been up there before, but I should have been. Someone else has.
Who?
Well, our murderer, I should think. You see, this is the rope he used to bind the lady, the end's frayed.
Well, of course, if he pulled it down from the ceiling.
No, but he didn't. Oh, no. If you were to pull down a bell rope, where would it break? Hmm? Surely at the spot where it's attached to the wire, but there are 3 inches of rope still up there. No. Our killer, who, by the way, is as strong as a lion, active as a squirrel, and 6'3" in height, our killer needed a rope. But he couldn't tear it down for fear of raising alarm by ringing the bell, so he got himself up on the mantelpiece at our jolly...